This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viren A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay, and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. Today, we're going to talk about the Haunted Manila Film Center. This building has a dark and mysterious past that has given rise to numerous tales of ghosts and paranormal activity. I am your host and guide, Ethan. Settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. The Manila Film Center, which was located in Pasay, Philippines, at the southwest end of the Cultural Center of the Philippine Complex, was built in the early 1980s to serve as the main venue for the first Manila International Film Festival. The building was designed to be a massive state-of-the-art film center with multiple theaters and screening rooms, as well as office space and living quarters for the staff. It was said that the former First Lady Imelda Marcos wished to organize an annual film festival that would rival Cannes and place Manila on the cultural map of the globe. The inspiration for the building was the Parthenon in Athens, a temple to honor the goddess Athena. The Manila Film Center was designed by the architect Froilan Hong and Ramon M. Ignacio, a senior technical officer of the Technology Resource Center. The structure had a big layout, but it was later altered to accommodate merely an auditorium, a film lab, and film archives. The team asked the aid of UNESCO specialist for the latter's design, which they gratefully provided in 1981. And the building's budget was a whopping $25 million. Which was approved by the former First Lady Imelda Marcos. However, during the construction process, a terrible accident occurred that would change the course of the building's history. You see, it was expected to take at least 6 weeks to build the lobby, but it was completed in 72 hours or in a span of 3 days. And since the structure's deadline was close, it meant that 4,000 employees were required to work in 3 shifts over 24 hours. And unfortunately, according to reports, a large portion of the upper floor collapsed, trapping around 169 workers under tons of concrete and steel on November 17, 1981 at 3 a.m. Because of the urgency to complete the building before the film festival, the rescue operation was not immediately carried out. It was believed that those 169 workers either fell or buried alive in fast-drying wet cement, buried in the rubble, or impaled on steel bars. For fear that the accident would cause a scandal, there was a media blackout. Responders were only allowed access to the site 9 hours after the incident. By that time, the 169 workers that was trapped there were already dead or were buried in the cement, which already hardened. Jackhammers were employed hours later, and there was a gruesome view of bodies sticking out of the pavement. These exposed parts had to be tapered off and built over. And because they had to meet the deadline, the construction continued as if nothing happened. It was alleged that Betty Benitez, the wife of Assistant Minister Jose Conrado Benitez at the time, was the one who gave the order. The Manila Film Center was eventually completed in 1982, and it was believed that some of the dead employees were still buried inside, in time for the opening night of the Manila International Film Festival. In the article of Esquire Philippines, they said, the New York Times called it all-out spectacular, and went on to narrate a non-stop party for more than 300 guests, including George Hamilton, Peter Ustinov, Priscilla Presley, Jeremy Irons, and Brooke Shields. The former First Lady threw parties at the Malacanang, where guests were treated to $100 bottles of champagne. There was another party at Fort Santiago, where the First Lady was literally dazzling in diamond earrings, bracelets, and necklace. For the opening night itself, she was dressed in a black and emerald green terno, which was decorated with several layers of peacock feathers from India. However, the tragedy of the accident would cast a dark shadow over the building for years to come. In the decades that followed, the building would become the center of numerous paranormal stories and legends. Some people have reported seeing ghostly apparitions in the corridors and hearing strange noises coming from the theaters. Others claim to have felt a chilling presence in the building as if they were being watched by something unseen. A few years after the terrible accident, Tony Perez of Ateneo de Manila University and a group of psychics tried to come into contact with the spirits who had been killed during the construction of the center, and it didn't seem that they were all that successful. Various rituals have been held at the Manila Film Center in an effort to drive away the lost souls that are believed to be staying there still. But unfortunately, those souls are said to still haunt the building to this day. People claim that they still notice a peculiar presence when they visited the center. Unseen figures seem to be walking around the building. You can hear cries from what I assume to be the spirits of the dead employees, and some believe that those spirits who inhabit the building are still seeking retribution for their unfair and violent demise. Today, the Manila Film Center is still standing and is used as a venue for various events and performances. The building has undergone several renovations and improvements over the years, but the structure remains the same. In 2010, the Philippine government launched a major restoration project for the Manila Film Center, which aimed to restore the building to its former glory. The project included major repairs and upgrades to the building's facilities, as well as the installation of modern equipment and technology. Since then, the Manila Film Center has hosted numerous events and performances, including concerts, theater productions, and film screenings. The building has also become a popular tourist destination, with many visitors eager to explore its dark history and reported paranormal activity. Despite its tragic past, the Manila Film Center has become an important cultural landmark in the Philippines, showcasing the country's vibrant arts and entertainment scene. While the building's dark history may continue to haunt it, its legacy as a center for creativity and expression lives on. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to the story. If you want me to tackle more haunted locations, or you would just like to send your own paranormal encounters, then please feel free to send us an email at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give us a tip on GCash. Information will be on the description. Once again, a huge thank you to my Patreon supporters and to you, my dear listeners. Thank you so very much for being here. I appreciate you all. This has been Ethan. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time as we explore more haunted locations in the Philippines. Bye!